So I really want to hear about your 42-year-old lady, because I read the case and I'm really curious what you did with her. But anyhow, let's hear about her situation.
So, you know, I think she's a case that we've all seen. She's a 42-year-old. She's a real estate developer. She's a high-powered, bright woman who presented with no family history and out of the blue with a disease in her breast, shocked that she, who exercises, eats well, all of that, could get it. Turns out to have a multifocal breast cancer that's HER2 positive. And one of the pearls from her case is that we did biopsy all three of her areas to make sure they were the same. They all were the same. They all were ER positive, but low ER positive. So not 8 out of 9, a low ER positive. Typical as this, we treat her with neoadjuvant chemotherapy, and there's a lot of different recipes. She got dose-dense AC followed by paclitaxel, trastuzumab, pertuzumab. Clinically, her disease in her nodes melted away, and she was left with a thickening in her breast, but it certainly felt much less significant than it had. She tossed and turned about whether to do a partial quadrantectomy or whether to get mastectomy. MRI still showed some area, but it was all in one quadrant. And she elected to get a mastectomy. And I think we were all surprised by how much disease was left. Again, if it had been a high ER positive, ER 8 out of 8, I think most of us wouldn't have been surprised. But this was a grade 3 HER2 positive and low ER. And she had a lot of disease left. She had tried to get a nipple-sparing mastectomy, but there was disease at the bottom of the nipple and she lost her nipple. And what have we done? So first of all, I don't think there's any data to suggest more chemotherapy in this patient. I think we've all gotten a bit into the CREATE-X data, but it doesn't show for HER2 positives. So I think for HER2 positives, there's no data that more chemo is going to be effective. And that's what we told her.